With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The defense wraps up closing arguments and jury deliberations could begin Thursday in the trial of U.S. Senator Robert Menendez.
Menendez attorney Adam Fee told the Manhattan jury the case dies there. He said Menendez was doing his job and doing it well. The government failed to prove the senator's actions were anything other than what elected officials are supposed to do. Menendez is charged with accepting gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash from 2018 to 2022 from three New Jersey businessmen and agreed to take official actions that would benefit their interests. Prosecutors pointed out earlier, fingerprints were found on tape that sealed up the cash and on envelopes belonging to one of the businessmen and to Menendez. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is the latest Democrat to express doubts about President Biden.
Senator Blumenthal told reporters he's deeply concerned about Biden's ability to win, but he was also quick to add that if he is a nominee, Biden will have his full support. He also called the re-election of Donald Trump an existential threat to the country. Behind closed doors, several Democrats expressed deep concerns on Tuesday about whether Biden can win, but no Democrat senator has publicly called for him to drop his re-election campaign. Bob Agner reporting.
American-made F-16 jet fighters on their way to Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the advanced fighter jets are expected to defend Ukraine's skies this summer. Astronauts on the Boeing Starliner crew say they're comfortable staying in space a few more weeks. NASA gave an update on the crew via telecast to address delays that turned the week-long trip into one that's lasted over a month. Veteran NASA astronauts and former Navy test pilots may stay at the International Space Station until this summer. This is SRN News. An Oregon mother fights for religious freedom.
Jessica Bates is challenging a state rule that excludes her from adopting children because she will not violate her Christian faith to promote transgenderism. Under Oregon statutes, adoptive and foster parents must promise to support a child if that child decides to live as the opposite sex, up to and including helping them obtain a sex change operation. Bates is in court and is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A new poll finds that a majority of Americans oppose a federal abortion ban and that a rising number appear to support access to abortion for any reason. The findings of the AP NORC Center for Public Research poll indicate 6 in 10 adults think a person should be able to obtain an abortion in their state for any reason. Former President Trump has declined to endorse a nationwide abortion ban, saying the issue should be left up to states. This is SRN News. Record-breaking momentum continues on Wall Street.
Wall Street's blistering rally stretched into a seventh day, vaulting the U.S. stock market to more all-time highs. The S&P 500 jumped 1% Wednesday. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.2% to the all-time high it set a day before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 429 points. That's about 1.1%. Big technology companies led the way again after a major chip supplier reported how much its revenue jumped in June. A frenzy around AI has been a major reason the U.S. stock market has climbed to record highs this year. Investors are also hoping the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
Costco members will have to pay more starting this fall. The company has announced it's increasing the annual membership fee between $5 and $10. The cost of the Gold Star membership will go from $60 to $65 annually. The premium executive membership will increase from $120 to $130. More details at srnnews.com.